But I held on until it was all over. I did more than faint then. She smiled wryly at the memory. I went into such a succession of hysterical cat fits that they had to give me hypos and keep me in bed, and they didn't let me see Kim again until we had him back at base hospital on Tellus. But even old Lacey himself was so woozy that he had to have a couple of snifters of brandy, so the show I put on wasn't too much out of order at that. Back in base hospital then, time wore on until Lacey decided that the lensman could be aroused from his trance. Clarissa woke him up. She had fought for the privilege, first claiming it as a right, and then threatening to commit mayhem upon the person of anyone else who dared even to think of doing it. "Wake up, Kim, dear," she whispered. "The worst of it is over now. You are getting well." The gray lensman came to instantly, in full command of every faculty, knowing everything that had happened up to the instant of his hypnosis by Wurzel. He stiffened, ready to establish again the nerve block against the intolerable agony to which he had been subjected so long. But there was no need. His body was, for the first time in untold eons, free from pain. And he relaxed blissfully, reveling in the sheer comfort of it. "I'm so glad that you're awake, Kim," the nurse went on. "I know that you can't talk to me. We can't unbandage your jaw until next week. And you can't think at me either, because your new lens hasn't come yet. But I can talk to you, and you can listen. Don't be discouraged, Kim. Don't let it get you down. I love you just as much as I ever did. And as soon as you can talk, we're going to get married. I am going to take care of you." "Don't poor dear me, Mac," he interrupted her with a vigorous thought. "You didn't say it, I know, but you were thinking it. I'm not half as helpless as you think I am. I can still communicate, and I can see as well as I ever could, or better. And if you think I'm going to let you marry me to take care of me, you're crazy."
"You're raving, delirious, stark raving mad!"
She started back, but then controlled herself with an effort.
"Maybe you can think at people without a lens. Of course you can, since you just did it at me. But you can't see, Kim, possibly. Believe me, boy, I know you can't. I was there."
"I can, though," he insisted. "I got a lot of stuff on my second trip to Aresia that I couldn't let anybody know about then, but I can now. I've got as good a sense of perception as Tregoncey has, maybe better. To prove it, you look thin, worn, whittled down to a nub. You've been working too hard. On me."
"Deduction," she scoffed. "You'd know I would."
"QX. How about those roses over there on the table? White ones, yellow ones, and red ones with ferns.